I don't know if you know too much about Talking Rugby Union, but we've got a part on there that's around the Championship and young players coming through in the Championship and doing well, and we were hoping to do a feature on you.
Yeah, that's fine.
So,
thank you.
No problem. So, first place to start with you is obviously news you've moved clubs in this off-season, and you're heading over to Doncaster.
Yes, started now into week four of pre-season and back into the grind of it. It's going well. It's good.
Brilliant. So, first of all, why the move?
I'd been at Nottingham for 4 years and enjoyed my time there. I was lucky enough to stay pretty injury free and played just over 100 games for the club, and just wanted a new challenge. I think it's always good for your individual progression to move and see different coaches, different clubs, different setups, and Doncaster gave me that option, and I thought it was a good match.
Yeah, definitely. And so, was it always specifically Doncaster? Why was it them in the end, or was there any other clubs involved?
The head coach and the facilities that they actually have at Doncaster is definitely one of the main things. What they've built at the ground at the minute, they've got a great setup, and the facilities there are very, like, a good high standard. And I think in terms of, maybe not necessarily this year, but in terms of progressing forward in the next sort of 3 to 5 years, I think clearly they've got a goal to keep going up and keep progressing, and they've got those foundations set, and it'd be good to be a part of that sort of team.
Absolutely, and as you just said, they've gone up, at the end of last season, they've moved back up into the Championship. It must be a great place to be around with that high spirits in the team and they're from last season still.
Yeah, my understanding is they've kept quite a lot of the players who were around last year, so that sort of winning mentality is definitely going to be key. I think for a lot of the players stepping up into the Championship, it is going to be difficult. For every team in sort of like the last 5 years since it's been a 12 team structure, it has been difficult for the team that gets promoted, but Doncaster have been in the Championship before, and they're clearly aware of what it takes to stay up, and we've got a good group of players who I think are ready for the challenge, and it's going to be difficult, but it's definitely going to be fun getting there.
Mm, exactly. And just moving back to Nottingham for a second, as you said just before, you were there for about 4 years, and you played over 100 caps for Nottingham.
Yeah.
So with all that behind you, it must be a difficult place to leave there.
It was, because I think the idea, I've left some very good friends there, and the head coach there, Martin Hart, is definitely one of the best coaches that I've had the luck of working with. He's very much one of their biggest assets at the club, and I think any team under his sort of his leadership is always going to do well. Last year it wasn't the greatest year, and I'm sure he'd be the first one to tell you that he was disappointed with it. So I've left all on the main bits of ground. It's a good place. I'm looking forward to going back there. I've already checked the fixtures, and I think we're going to play them around Christmas time. So Meadow Lane's it's a great pitch, regardless if you're playing in the Premiership. They've got a football pitch that's well looked after. It's a great place to play, and it sort of promotes open rugby, because it's always a good deck. It's firm. It's wide. It's a good place to play, and I'm looking forward to going back.
Mm. And as you said, it wasn't the best of seasons from Nottingham, comparing particularly to the season before that. But on a personal level, how did you find your season was last year there?
I said earlier that I'd been quite lucky without getting injuries, but I picked up an injury over Christmas time last season that kept me out for sort of like six to seven weeks, and I don't know. It's always difficult. I think Nottingham definitely went through a transition year. They lost a large portion of their starting squad because of on the back of a success the year before, and there were financial issues as well that didn't really help situations, and it was very difficult because we didn't necessarily have the continuity in terms of the players being selected week in, week out. Not down to the coaches, but just down to injuries and dual registered players and the small squad. There were lots of things against us at the time, and I think it's definitely going to be one of those seasons where players want to forget and sort of move on, and they just accept that it happened and learn from the small lessons that they can.
Yeah, sure. And so now moving on to this season, into Doncaster. As you said, you're already well into pre-season. How are you finding the club as itself? Obviously, for anyone moving clubs, it's always difficult at first, but are you finding it easy to fit in?
Yeah, one of the main reasons I was very keen to go there, I've got some good friends that I've played with in the past that I know very well.
Right.
Two back rowers have been Bill Eggleshaw. I played with him at Nottingham, and he was definitely one of the reasons he spoke very highly of the club and the coaches that they've got there. The same with another back rower who's going to be our captain next year, Michael Hills. I played with him at my time at Sale. So again, it's two good friends that I was looking forward to working with. So all the other lads, they've, like I say, I think the whole idea of any team that goes through a season and wins the league, it brings everyone closer together. And you can tell that when you go to the changing room, when you're working on the pitch or in the gym, they're very high spirited. It's a good place to be around. There's a good buzz still, I think, on the back of the success of last year. And I think that's going to be one of our most important attributes leading into this next season, that we're going to have to try and keep high spirited and take that onto the pitch for the first couple of games, because we've got some very big and important fixtures for the first few. So that's going to be big and key for us.
Definitely. And the pre-season training itself, how are you finding that? What's the schedule like?
Yeah, it's good. We're working hard. We're doing sort of three or four sessions a day, and it's very much at the early stages in terms of rugby wise, but still in terms of the strength and conditioning, it's hard. It's good. On a personal note, the weather has been very nice.
Yeah,
the idea
absolutely.
Of training in the sunshine is always a bonus. But we've had a few hard sessions down by the, I think it's called the Keep Moat Stadium, where the rugby league play. There's some hills there, and we're doing some horrible hill sessions there, which haven't been fun, but they're always those that are never enjoyable to do, but you know that they're doing some good deep down.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you first came over to there, obviously you spoke to the coaches when you signed for Doncaster. Did they sort of say what their plans were for you for this season?
I don't think they've really put sort of like a certain thing, like in terms of positioning in the league, but clearly the biggest goal and the foremost goal is to make sure that we stay up. I think in terms of, if you look at the previous years, there's not actually been that many teams who have been promoted into the Championship and then stayed. I think it's all about making sure that you win the games that are close, and if you do get losses during the season, bonus points are going to be massive. And I think in terms of the small things that we do in training, in terms of keeping the squad close and the sort of like the camaraderie is going to be massive, just to make sure that we are staying close in games and getting those bonus points when we can't pick up a victory. And in terms of where we're finishing the league, that'll be determined at the end of the year. As long as it's upwards of 11, it's going to be a positive.
Absolutely. And just going back a bit further for a minute, and to, you mentioned Sale Sharks, and I know you played there for a while in the academy and then in the second team, the Jets team. What was it that sort of happened there? How was your time there, and why didn't it sort of carry on, I guess?
I'd come out of the Leicester Academy and played for sort of like the England representative stuff, and I got offered a place with the Sale squad, and it was during a time where they were going to lose a lot of players for the World Cup, and there was a potential for me to get some opportunities whilst they were away. And it's like any sort of top level club, it's always competitive. So it didn't quite work out for me. I had a good couple of years there playing for the second team and representing the Jets, and I was lucky enough to play a couple of games for the first team. But the main reason that I left was, at some point you have to go out and play. It's a very difficult position to be, just a full-time trainer or just playing in a second team where you might only get sort of 10 to 15 games. When you're a young player, sort of 22, 23, you're not going to progress quickly enough unless you're playing. And that was the idea of going into the Championship and signing with Nottingham. And 4 years later, I played 100 and something games. So I feel like it was definitely the right decision to make. And it's meant that I've gone out and got first team regular rugby, which is massive.
Absolutely. It's definitely paid off well. And just finally, what are your own ambitions for this season at Doncaster? Obviously a new club. I'm sure you've plenty in mind that you want to achieve this year.
I think short term goals is we've got a few pre-season games that clearly I want to be in good shape and get into the team and the squad. And I think once the league starts, I definitely want to earn my place and make sure that I keep the performances up. That means that I keep it for the rest of the season. It's going to be a long year, but I'd much rather be starting and doing my bit for the team than not. So I suppose that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, and I'm sure it'll turn out well. And as we said, Doncaster are looking a very good club from last year and moving into this year. But thanks very much for your time, Alex. Thanks a lot for speaking to us and doing that.
You're welcome.